Your Song of the Day winner today is Live the Web Girl. Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Tomorrow, the category, songs about birthdays. Anything involving a birthday.
That's right, because it is Joe's birthday tomorrow. How do you feel?
I feel like I've accomplished everything I've wanted to accomplish by this age. No, I'm kidding. It's weird. Birthdays creep up on me. Now I feel like a turd. Like, am I supposed to invite people out for, like, dinner tomorrow night? Sorry, probably not going to invite anybody out. I'm doing Taco Tuesday, though. I don't know. Does your birthday creep up on you? Because mine always does.
No, I love birthdays. I'm a huge birthday fanatic.
It's too late
now.
It's
like I have a birthday month. My birthday month is January.
Okay,
my birthday's on January 8th. Elvis's birthday. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's my brother and dad's birthday.
Whoa. On the 8th?
On the 8th. They were both born on the 8th, yep.
Champions are born on the 8th. That's exciting. But so tomorrow's your birthday. What do you want to do? What can I bring? A cake?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I prefer alcohol, but whatever you want to bring is cool.
Okay, cool.
Maybe a bang.
Some mimosas and a bang.
Yeah, whatever the crowd would like. Whatever the room would like.
Crazy.
I would love to.
It's your birthday. It's almost Christmas.
So
time.
We are doing songs that mention a birthday or about birthdays.
It's really I'll give an example. I was gonna say a song I was thinking of was doing like Rihanna, where she's like cake.
Say it's your birthday.
But yeah. You could be like 50 Cent like in the club if that hasn't won already. Like anything loosely related to like birthday. Birthday yes. sex, like Jeremiah.
I know what song I'm
You
doing.
Should do birthday sex and dedicate it to Linz and see what happens.
Yeah, if you can get
on
lucky.
It.
Okay, us in the bedroom. But that is tomorrow. By the way, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to, what do you say, manifest it?
Yes.
I've never had a surprise birthday party.
You've been hanging out with me way too long.
I've never had a surprise birthday party. So maybe next year, surprise
would
birthday party.
Would you like party.
That? Oh my God, yes. My whole life I've wanted to walk into a room to a surprise. I never had a surprise.
Literally, that is some people's worst nightmare.
No surprise. Just make sure whoever's like taking me to the spot, make sure I'm ready and ready to go. Like I look okay. I don't want to look like in my sweatpants and smelling like BO. All right. Now that we got that out of the way.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Should she let her 16-year-old get plastic surgery? Now, that's kind of drastic. I assume most people would say no, but let me explain and then join in the conversation and let us know. Maybe you've been in a situation or if you got a 16-year-old a child, if you'd consider this. She said, my daughter's 16 and she wants to consult with a plastic surgeon about her nose because she thinks it's too big and she thinks it's ugly. It's neither of those, the mom said, and I told her so. But of course, a 16-year-old refuses to believe her mom. The woman says she got her nose done when she was about 14, and she actually ended up regretting it. She had to have some corrective surgeries to fix the breathing she had with that. And so I don't know if like maybe the family has bigger noses. Some do. I knew a girl I went to high school with had a humongous nose. She was a really cool, cute girl, but I get it, though. Like that, people picked on her, made fun of her. So I understand while you might want to get cosmetic surgery done to I guess, make it smaller. She says, my daughter cried and said that makes me a hypocrite because I can't tell her not to get surgery when I myself had work done, especially it's the same body part that was done. And I guess this woman's husband is siding with her and says, hey, we should at least get a consultation and, you know, see what she thinks about it after then. Listen, I'm a hypocrite when it comes to this, too. Like, for example, if I ever lost a bunch of weight, I'm like closer to 400 pounds right now. If I ever lost like 100, 200 pounds, there's going to be loose skin. That is a type of plastic surgery, like to get all the loose skin done. I would totally do that.
Well, of course. And I hate that for people that lose a lot of weight because it's like you've worked so hard and then you have the extra excess skin. So it's like, I mean, you have to get that taken care of or else all of your hard work because you want to see what you've worked for.
And this is where I'm hypocritical. I'm just saying like hypothetically, like if I had a daughter I don't know everybody, I can't speak, but I assume like if you get like breast enhancement, like maybe you feel more confident and you want that there. Like that's good, like to feel good about yourself, that's fine. But like I wouldn't want my daughter to do that. Same thing, I don't know if I'd want to do the nose, but I understand it. And this is me being hypocritical. I understand that. That's just my thing though, but how can you do one and not the other?
I feel like the nose, you have to wait. I feel like 16, I obviously... you should have a consultation mm-hmm. with a cosmetic surgeon, but maybe wait because, I mean, I don't know. Our nose is fully developed at 16. Maybe wait till she's 18. I mean, it's not that much longer.
All I'm saying is that when I was 16 and 18, if I could have gotten plastic surgery to fix all of the things that I did not like about myself, there would have been a lot of things. You know, at first it was my nose. I've been super self-conscious of my nose because it's just kind of like bigger and round. And luckily, I'm 25 now. I've grown into it a little bit more.
You got a big old bobblehead that grew into it. Yeah.
But I hated that.
I'm supporting you.
And then, like, you know, I hated, you know, my lower stomach because it kind of like sticks out a little bit. I hated my love handles. I just hated so many things about my body when I was 16, when I was 18, even when I was 21. And if I would have fixed everything, I still would have found something else I was not happy about. I just don't think she should do it. She's 16. She's still a child. She needs to grow to love herself and love her nose and love those attributes about herself. Everyone has things that they are self-conscious about, and getting plastic surgery doesn't fix that. You just find a new thing to be self-conscious on.
That's true. I think she should definitely wait. Like, I have a little girl and she's 9, and if she, you know, came to me in a few years, was like, Mom, I would definitely make her wait. I mean, I think do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy, whatever. I'm casting no judgment on anyone, but I feel like you definitely should wait because, you know, I'm clearly not the girl I was when I was 16. I'm not the girl I was when I was 20, you know, as you get older, and I'm in my 30s, and it's like, it's interesting because you would make different decisions than you would now. So something that is permanent, I think you should definitely, I think they should wait.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
No, I get you. 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if anybody actually agrees with the dad on this one, because that's what surprised me. Usually you think the dad's protective, like, no, my daughter is not changing anything. And he's like, well, we should at least let her get a consultation.
Well, I think it's because, okay, Kylie Jenner, for example, she's young. She's what, 20, 21? And she's had a ton of stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if her daughter was like, Mom, I want to get my lips injected, it would be kind of hypocritical for you to be like, no, you're beautiful, you can't do
anything.
We're
not doing it unless it's on the Kardashian show,
honey. You know what I'm saying?
Honey.
So I think that's the thing with the fine line. It's like, well, Mom, you did it. Why can't I?
All right. You can let us know what you think. 833-563-2539. At this time, let's do station identification. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.